So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. So let's talk about marketing, let's talk about running your business. Where does it lie? What does the balance of marketing lie versus how much business you're actually doing? So my belief on this is that all businesses should be marketing led. They should be customer led. You should be delivering what your customer wants, not necessarily what you want to deliver, but what they want, and you should find a match to what you enjoy and what you want to deliver with actually what the customer delivers. So let me give you an example. When we first started doing our digital marketing agency, my Bright Spark idea was to, and it was successful by the way, to some extent, but my idea was to help people create videos, help people create images, start posting out on social media, just really upping the level of their game to start really posting as much content out as possible so that they could start to build a brand, raise awareness, people could see that they existed, showcase their results, if you like. And actually that worked really well for the clients, but it didn't work so well for us because the way that we had to price it, it just didn't work properly for us. We couldn't grow my social media business. We didn't know from month to month who we were going to have as a client. They might have enjoyed it 1 month and then decided not to continue. They might not have been getting the right level of results. And so we had to change what we did into a much more dynamic kind of business that gave the client what they wanted. So this is what clients told us they wanted. They wanted a funnel that converted. No point in sending website traffic to a website if it doesn't convert. They also told us that they want more traffic. So those two things, they want conversion of a website into a lead. Specifically, the traffic has to convert into a lead, which is to generate an email or a phone call of some kind or a phone number. And the second part is they needed more traffic. So we flipped it around and we changed what we were doing in order to give the clients exactly that. It meant that we could charge higher prices. It also meant that some of the work was done mostly in month one or month two, but because it was a 6 month contract at say £1,000 a month, we knew we had £6,000 to play with to pull in all the right resources in order to give that client exactly what they needed. And then we just had to manage that process with the client, get their website converting, get them generating leads, and then it was just a case of putting in more traffic at the top end. Now that works really well for us because what we found was that now we can plan at least 6 months in advance what we want the business to look like. And we ended up finding ourselves in a situation where we had all the resources available. We've got graphic designers and video designers, and we've got Facebook ad people who create the Facebook ads for us. We've got people who update all the websites and create the websites and the sales funnels. So we ended up with this really great team. And then all the money comes in that pays for the team, at least for the next 6 months. And then what happened after that was that we close another client, or we close another client, or we close another client. And it meant that almost immediately our profits were up because now we could add on more and more resource, and we found that the business just grew naturally. Now, obviously, in 6 months' time, that client may stay with us, or they might say, no, we're going to try something else, and that's totally fine as well. But at that point, we know that that money is going to drop off and we can allocate the resourcing accordingly. But actually what we ended up finding happened was that they would either stay on with us, or if a client did leave, they would come back a month or two later because they couldn't find anybody else that could do what we would do. Or it would be that we would go out and close another client or another client or another client, and we just end up growing the team even bigger, right? So that one shift shifted everything for us. And the reason that shift shifted is that when we took it all the way back to marketing our business and we asked our clients, what is it you actually want? They went and told us, enabled me to change the business around. So they were very marketing led anyway. And in fact, we had to turn off our marketing to some extent. Certainly we didn't turn it off. We moved it from 11 all the way back down to one or two because we're getting too many leads. We're growing too fast. We had to put the brakes on it. Cause as you know, any business that grows too fast, it's, you know, where's the culture? And it's a real risk. And we didn't want that risk. We want an easy life. So the marketing and being marketing led fundamentally shifted the way in which we ran the digital marketing agency, and then the profits went through the roof, we took on more clients, we were able to get more done for them, and our prices were actually very, very realistic in terms of what the client wanted to pay. We're not charging £1,000, £2,000, £3,000 a month, because we don't have to charge that amount, because we've got 6 months worth of payments that are guaranteed payments from the client, which means we can pull in the resource as and when we want. And it just gives us so much more flexibility. So kind of this video turned into why being marketing led has transformed the business. So probably in the next video, I'm going to talk about how much time we actually spend on marketing our own business and how much time you should be spending marketing your business. So pick up on the next video. I'm going to press end now and it'll be the very next video. So if you're watching it on Facebook, or if you're watching it on YouTube, go and take a look for it, because it's right there. My name's Dan Latto, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.